Hey, this is Pete Cerones with Dots and Bridges, and I am super excited to be joined by my colleague and pal, Greg Deloche, who is a director at On Point Consulting. Greg, it is great to see and hear you.
Absolutely, Pete. Always a pleasure to chat with you.
Fired up for baseball season. We are Phillies fans, folks, for those of you who are tuned in. And even though, Greg, you're based down south a bit, it is great to know that the Philly fever is in your household.
You ain't kidding, but looking forward to some warmer weather and getting out to the ballpark, hopefully a couple times.
Well, listen, before we get into it, and I hope our audience appreciates this, being a Villanova guy, we just had the first Wawa open in Montgomery County. Am I glad that my Philly roots are at least in my zip code? I know you know all about Wawa, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, big news there. So congrats on that.
All right, cool. Well, let's talk about a recent trip you had down in Orlando, Florida, the HIMSS conference. I'll allow you to break that down, that wonderful acronym. What brought you down there? What was the conference all about? And what ultimately, and we'll get to some of that, is why you attended. And we're going to talk about really what you came away with and how you apply some of that inside of DC. But what is the HIMSS conference?
So HIMSS is an organization that revolves around healthcare, all things healthcare, not just public sector and governments, but the commercial sector as well. This is their annual global conference. This was my first time actually heading down to it. Me and 35,000 of my closest friends as attendees were down there for the entire week, which was fantastic. In our world of government contracting, we think, okay, HHS and NIH and how is the government working to provide healthcare, to support our healthcare? But it's so much more than that, right? I mean, you start thinking of the hospitals, the doctors, the technology that's evolved in order to get us to where we are today in our healthcare environment. It truly is fascinating. So being able to go down there, hear a lot of the stories, not just from industry professionals, but government definitely had a presence down there as well, which was one of the reasons I wanted to go down to kind of see how that whole story is being told, how we're working together with many different government agencies, whether that be CMS, HHS, the VA had a big presence there. Obviously, the healthcare of our veterans is near and dear to my heart. So On Point, historically, we haven't had a big presence in the world of federal health. Since we were acquired back in 2014 by Sapient Government Services, that's since expanded. Federal health has been a longstanding mission of Sapient Government Services, and they've got a decent footprint there. We're currently supporting, you know, National Institutes of Health in a variety of different ways. So really wanted to see holistically, what's the current state of our healthcare? What are some of these lessons learned from the process along the way? And how can we continue to support that mission? Because I think that that's certainly a mission that we can all get behind. Healthcare and the health of human beings is one that I think we can all get behind and stand for.
Well, I love all of that. And I know you appreciate the fact that for our audience, healthcare, public health is one of the 16 critical infrastructure sectors up there with the energy and manufacturing and water, wastewater worlds. Let's jump into some of what you heard or saw, because I think everyone would agree that healthcare and technology, there's an intersection, right? How is technology enabling it? Whether it's electronic health records, telemedicine, I think of the wearables, robotics, prosthetics, AI. So what were some things that really made you go, wow, I thought about technology, but that's the future and that's going to be good for everybody in this world in terms of hopefully extending life?
Yeah, over the course of the conference and the entire week, obviously the exhibit hall there, as you're walking through that is kind of when you have that wow moment. How much is involved in progressing our healthcare system to where it is today and where it's going to be in the future? From a topic perspective and technology perspective, I think you coined the phrase buzzword bingo of the quantum and the AI and all that stuff is mentioned. But the sessions for this conference, a majority of them, I'd say 90% of the sessions was, here was an actual problem that we had. Here is the technology that we implemented to solve it. Here was the outcome. Here's our lessons learned, right? And what worked, what didn't work, here's where we need to take this in the future. So a conference like this, like I mentioned, walking through the exhibit hall, companies like Philips and the actual technologists and the technologies, the products that were there, being able to see them kind of in action and then flipping that back, connecting the dots to what we do at OnPoint, how is OnPoint able to take and leverage some of these technologies to advance those missions of our customers? Obviously, we're not really in the business of selling hospital beds, but here's the latest and greatest risk management tool or cloud tool that is able to, you know, integrate with a variety of different applications and dashboarding for real-time data, which is certainly an important thing in the healthcare world. So kind of tying that all together and being able to hear what these departments, agencies have worked on in the past, what they're working on today, what they hope to work on in the future, in combination with the products, the technologies that were listed and showcased on that exhibit floor, was a fantastic way to move through the week.
So let me ask you another quick question. And that is, I have to believe AI and cybersecurity were topics of conversation. How pervasive was that down there?
Yeah, AI, a couple of the sessions, of course, they made the joke, hey, this wouldn't be a session if I didn't at least mention the word AI. I mean, people are using it today. One of the most important things that I came out of the conference having a better understanding of is, while yes, us, we consider ourselves the good guys, we're trying to use and implement AI. AI is also something that our adversaries have, and they're using it in order to be more efficient in hacking, taking over networks, things like that. So understanding that, and as we progress through this timeline of the AI implementation and really grabbing a hold of it, that's something that we need to be aware of. If we have it, so do our adversaries. So how are we able to not only leverage that to make our processes and things more efficient, but the security of it is something that we really need to pay attention to as well. Because like I said, if we have it, so do they. And while we're using it for one practicality, our adversaries are using it, flip that around in order to break into our systems and gain that information to use for harm. So
let me ask you this. Did you feel there was a federal presence down there in terms of, here's all the cool technology? I think of the RSAs, or you've been out to Edge and you see the wow factor, but applying a lot of that in the government realm, the federal government realm, where regulation and standards and certifications reign supreme, was there a sense of that? Or was it nice to be somewhere where you have the art of the possible?
I'd say a combination of both, which was kind of refreshing. Some conferences you go to, and it is just the art of the possible. And it would be nice to hear how this is actually being done and implemented and lessons learned. And then some you go and that's all it is, right? It's the, here's what happened, here's what we learned, and that's it. It's no thinking, broadening your horizons and thinking, okay, how do we take this the next step? Certainly have the capacity to do it. Three different venues for the conference. From a government perspective, one entire exhibit hall was the Government Connections Plaza. And all they discussed were all things government, government agencies, government projects, more specific to the government mission. And then being able to tie that back to the Cybersecurity Command Center stage, where they would talk all things cyber and everything in between. So it was a great combination of both. And it was really able to shed light on, holistically, like I said before, that entire picture of our healthcare ecosystem.
Yeah, I'm listening to you and I can only imagine your flight back. Like, I got to piece this back together because that is a challenge and an opportunity to differentiate you and your brand and your company. And I think it's great that these events are put on and there's never a shortage of events inside of the Beltway. I'd love to hear that there was a government focus. But yeah, you have to come back now and turn that into opportunity to differentiate and distinguish OnPoint. How do you muster that knowledge and then come back and help convey to your own team? Because you're not the only one out there hitting the pavement. Have you thought about that yet, or are you still digesting?
Subconsciously, as you're listening to these sessions, what you're thinking about, how am I able to take this information that I'm getting and flip that and say, oh, here's where OnPoint can help. I think one of the differentiators for OnPoint is we're not a company that comes in and says, we can do everything. We understand what we are experts in. And one of our strategies for supporting mission is really bringing an entire team of experts in their specific categories to the table. We don't want to come to the table and say, yeah, we can really do 5 out of these 10 things that you guys are looking for really well. And the other 5, we can still do, but they're just not going to be as good as those first 5. So I think one of those differentiators for OnPoint is we do a really good job at strategizing of what is the best possible team that we can bring to government to make sure that that maximum effect is achieved to support the mission. Some companies out there, it's 100% work share for us or nothing. And we really just want to be a part of the mission and support what we're experts in. If there's another company out there that's better than us in a certain area, we've got certainly no problem bringing them to the table in order to advance that mission.
Okay, well, I'm gonna parting shot on that, and then I want to get your final thought or thoughts. And that is, I love the emphasis on self-awareness, whether you're a company or the individual at a company. I've been doing a lot of self-reflecting myself on not so much stay in your swim lane, know the other swim lanes, but you can't be everything to everybody. And your emphasis on collaborative partnership, especially in the government, when you're going after bids or RFPs and responding RFIs, it's important that the government at the end of the day knows sees one team. And I think that's brilliant that you have that self-awareness. All right. I like to end with the parting shot. So what's something that as of this moment you're really focused on, you took away, it's a kind of a call to action and how you're going to move forward with that now that you're back?
Again, first timer at the conference, it really truly was amazing to see how many people are part of supporting the mission of healthcare overall. Everybody is on board to support the same mission, right? I've said before, hey, everybody in the government contracting world is Team USA. Everybody at this conference was Team Healthcare for all humankind. There was representation from other countries there, right? Talking about their lessons learned and what's worked for them. So truly a mission that we can all get behind as healthcare of human beings overall. So looking forward really to continuing to support that overall mission and how On Point can support that moving forward.
Greg's emphasizing the word mission. Mission matters. The mission of the United States government, federal government, is vast. It's broad. It's pervasive. There's 430 plus agencies, each with a unique mission. No one company can do everything for everybody. So if you heard Greg talk about partnership and collaboration, I couldn't agree more. And it's a great point you made there. So, hey, listen, have a great rest of your week. I look forward to talking to you again soon, maybe about some of the cool stuff you saw that's having an impact inside of our healthcare community, inside of government.
Yeah, pleasure to talk to you, Pete. Always enjoy it. And go Phillies.
You got that right. Go Phillies.